The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention gets officially underway tomorrow in Anchorage, but that doesn't mean that there's any lack of activities related to the convention going on beforehand. The First Alaskans Institute is sponsoring a series of panel discussions on Native perspectives on statehood in recognition of the state's 50th anniversary. Byron Malott, Vic Fisher, and Liz Cheney headed a discussion panel in Anchorage aimed at understanding the impact statehood had and continues to have on Natives. Malott said statehood came at a time when Alaska Natives were discriminated against, therefore they were left out of the process.
And the reality was that Alaska Natives were not accepted.
Malott, who has had a career in public service since he was mayor of Yakutat, said there is no representation of Alaska Natives on the state seal, something that is reflected in the area of social and public policy toward Natives today. Malott is a senior fellow with the Alaska Native Policy Center. The center's current director, Liz Cheney, said many young Alaska Natives feel no connection whatsoever to the state. Cheney says she struggles with a balance of wanting to be positive about the future of the state of Alaska and the future of Alaska Natives. She says it is important that Natives speak out about their feelings.
The way our role is going to change, whether people like it or not, because we're starting to talk about it. It's been going on. It's been going on in my house. It's been going on around our kitchen tables. But now we're sharing it with others who are in the state of Alaska and who, despite not knowing or being Native, find something about us that they just love, in the same way that in our culture we adopt people into our families.
Cheney said the history of Alaska Natives is 10,000 years old. While the 50 years of statehood is a landmark, it is just a fraction of that time. She said that Alaska Natives have been considered a federal, not a state, responsibility.
I'm bringing this up because I think that's a really valid connection to what we can talk about in the past as something moving through 50 years, year by year, day by day, and not really having that change because we're still not acknowledged by the state as tribal governments, as tribal people. We're acknowledged as residents of the state on an individual level. And maybe as individuals, maybe that's our opportunity to say that it's no longer acceptable.
Audience participation was encouraged during the discussion. The First Alaskans Institute wants to find out and record what Native people think about statehood's strengths and shortcomings and what they think the next 50 years will bring.